15. Limerge.
Rise up, my apprentice.
At the sound of that voice, Maul's pulse quickened. He rose to his feet and stared at the holographic image of his master. The one called Zero had been as good as his word. Less than 2 hours after Maul had dealt with the gangs, he'd received a coded message to come here to a remote corner of the prison morgue, to one of the empty chambers designed to hold inmates' corpses for disposal. It had been waiting here for him. The transmitter, fully assembled and functional. And now, the image of Sidious stood before him, the Sith Lord's yellow eyes blazing deep within the cowl of his cloak. His Zayd cloth robe swept around him, the coarse fabric rustling audibly as Sidious raised his hand. In the background, small details of the top of Limerge Tower's interior were clearly visible, and Maul was momentarily taken aback by the vivid resolution of the image. Scavenged or not, Zero's technology was of impressively high quality.
"Master,"
he said aloud, or tried to, but the word stuck in his throat.
"You look well, my apprentice. I have been monitoring your progress among the inhabitants of Coghive 7 with great interest."
"Yes, Master."
"I observe that regardless of the circumstances, throughout these bouts with other inmates, you have taken great care not to reveal your true powers as a Sith."
Was there a twinge of sarcasm in his voice?
"That much is quite abundantly evident."
"You are referring to the most recent bout."
Maul hesitated.
"The Wampa
proved to be something of a challenge, yes, so I saw. Perhaps you found yourself wishing that you might be permitted to draw unreservedly on the power of the dark side, or to be allowed the use of your saber staff."
Sensing a trap, Maul demurred.
"My strength comes from within."
"Does it indeed?"
Sidious gave him a long, unreadable look.
"I wonder."
"Master."
"Pride and self-regard are not accolades to be earned only once. The power of the Sith must prove itself stronger with every test. Resting on your accomplishments now will only inhibit your ability to fully exploit the resources of anger and discipline that lie within you."
"Yes, Master."
"Protecting your identity and the true purpose of your mission will be meaningless if you die before you achieve it."
Sidious paused, gazing at him piercingly.
"Do my words sting? Perhaps you find my assessment unfair."
"No."
The Sith Lord drew back.
"I expect much from you, Darth Maul. Only because I alone grasp your true potential for greatness in the dark side."
"Thank you, Master. My only wish..."
"Enough!"
Sidious's face went abruptly cold.
"Your restraint, training, and discipline will only take you so far. What progress have you made in locating Iram Radik?"
"I have intensified my search. I brought the prison gangs to heel, and have made inroads in discovering the methods of their service to Radik."
Maul met his master's gaze.
"It will not be long now."
He paused, then pressed on. "Perhaps if you are able to confide in me the true purpose of our plans..." Sidious raised one hand, cutting the words off.
"You have been provided with all the information you require to complete your mission. For now, all you need to know is that we are continuing with our work to destabilize the Outer Rim, fueling insurgency and separatism.
The Sith Lord drew in a breath and released it, holding Maul's gaze with what might have been sympathy.
Your reputation of loyalty to our cause is firmly established. I am not oblivious to the fact that you have been disappointed by your role in our plans up till now, that you may have craved a more pivotal role in the Eriadu operation, for example.
Maul tried to suppress his sense of surprise and failed. How had Sidious known of that? After his master had used security droids to covertly orchestrate the assassination of 6 Directorate members at the Eriadu Trade Summit and attempted to kill Chancellor Valorum, Maul had been unable to understand why Sidious hadn't involved him personally in the operation. He assumed that he'd hidden his disappointment well, buried it deep inside him, where even he had been able to overlook it. Yet his master had seen through him.
Suffice it to say that what you are achieving now with Iram Radik will far surpass any smaller errand that I could have given you.
Yes, master.
Good then. Rise and go forth. Take what is rightfully ours. The dark side is with you.
Maul tried to respond, but the vision in front of him, of his master and the debris-cluttered floor of the Limerge building, was already starting to fade. Stepping away from the Holovid unit, Darth Sidious opened his eyes and crossed the floor of the Limerge tower to the turbolift, his mind already teeming with a collision of thoughts. As with any mission involving Maul, the situation that Sidious was creating on Coghive 7 was not entirely stable. The Sith Lord harbored no delusions about his apprentice's ambition or pride, or how closely those elements were linked to the anger that was constantly sweltering inside his apprentice, fermenting as Maul's power continued to intensify. Locked in unswerving allegiance to their cause, the Zabrak's heart was a reactor of pure, distilled rage.
And that rage will serve him well.
Yes. When Sidious reflected back on the years of training that Maul had endured, proving himself repeatedly against the worst that the galaxy had to offer, he felt an unmistakable pride in his apprentice's strength and fortitude. By definition, Coghive 7 was an environment that no one survived. Yet Maul had already established himself as a dominant presence without relying on the Force. Despite what he'd said to Maul, Sidious felt an increasing respect for what his apprentice continued to achieve. In the fullness of time, such abilities would continue to serve him better than he could possibly imagine. By the time he left the building and walked out to hail a skycab to the Senate District, the Sith Lord's concerns had abated. The hour was yet early, and his schedule for the day, as Palpatine, was already full. The air taxi darted down toward him, whirring to a halt, and as the door opened, he realized with a start that the cab wasn't empty. Hego Damask was waiting for him inside.
"Darth Sidious," Damask said, gesturing to the empty seat beside him. "Will you join me?"
Palpatine flicked his eyes toward the air taxi's cockpit, but Damask gave him a reassuring nod.
"I've rendered the surveillance equipment inoperative," the moon said, "so that we may speak freely. As equals."
"Of course." Without hesitating, Darth Sidious slipped inside next to the moon, his expression revealing just the right tincture of pleasant surprise. "It's always good to see you under any circumstances."
"Yes."
Behind the transpirator mask, Darth Plagueis offered what might have been a faint smile.
I know we had plans to meet later in Monument Plaza for our usual stroll. But something's come up, and I had to alter my schedule at the last minute. I thought it best that we meet now.
He turned to Sidious and cast a passing glance back at the Limerge building.
I take it that you've been in touch with the Zabrak.
As a matter of fact, I just...
I recall you mentioning that you've dispatched him to Coghive 7 to find this elusive weapons dealer.
Iram Radik, yes.
Sidious was careful to sound as casual as possible, although inside he was already puzzled. Darth Plagueis knew only the broadest generalities about Darth Sidious's ongoing work to destabilize the Outer Rim planets and orchestrate the Galactic Civil War. He rarely asked specific questions about where the weapons were coming from, or how exactly Sidious intended to use them to facilitate the grand plan.
This Radik...
Plagueis continued in the same conversational tone as he gazed out the window at the approaching avenue of the Core Founders.
Is rumored to be one of the most powerful arms dealers in the galaxy.
Radik is as dangerous as he is unpredictable.
Sidious was aware of an unwelcome warmth beginning to climb upward through the back of his neck, enveloping his cheeks and forehead.
Which is why I sent Maul to assassinate him.
I see.
Sidious leaned slightly forward in an attempt to catch Plagueis' eye.
I've been meaning to inform you. My mission there...
is something I have absolute confidence in your ability to execute.
Plagueis placed a hand on Sidious' shoulder.
I must commend you on your foresight and commitment to our ultimate purpose, Darth Sidious. As you might have guessed, with the increasing demands of my own private pursuits on Sojourn, I find it profoundly liberating that I do not need to monitor the particular means with which you uphold our united goal.
Yes, of course.
Sidious regarded him speculatively. What exactly was Plagueis telling him? Did the moon harbor his own dark suspicions about what Sidious had hoped to achieve in sending Maul to Coghive 7? Or was Plagueis simply probing him for more detail?
Well,
Plagueis had already settled back again with a nearly inaudible sigh.
I suppose this is goodbye for now.
The air taxi docked, and Sidious realized that he'd arrived at the Senate Rotunda. The cab's hatch released with a faint sigh. And as he began to step out, he felt Plagueis' hand take hold of his wrist.
There is one other thing,
he said, with that same tone of cordial detachment.
I thought you should know that all your talk of Coghive 7 piqued my interest.
Indeed.
Sidious felt something tighten inside his throat.
How so?
I've spoken to a contact at the IBC and asked them to dispatch a financial consultant there under the auspices of a routine quarterly audit, a certain Vesto Slipher. He'll be reporting directly to me.
Behind the mask, Plagueis' smile was pure diplomatic graciousness.
Perhaps I can help you ferret out this elusive arms dealer after all.
Sidious felt a faint knot tightening in his throat.
That's extremely thoughtful of you.
I know we are together on this,
Plagueis said.
As equals.
Plagueis withdrew his hand. He was still gazing out at Sidious when the air taxi's hatch closed between them, and it lifted away from the Senate Plaza, leaving Sidious standing there alone.